Earth is Space Australia. A Tumblr compilation podfic. Read by Freckle Bombfic.
Sylvain.
Tiny Pink Mouse.
Wish.
The 24th Key.
Katie Hart.
Janapod.
Podfic Chicklet.
Podfic Lover.
Fish Patrol.
Growlery.
Momotastic. Girl Marauders.
Anapods.
And Vidriana.
At Europod Friends 2018.
Fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
So there has been a bit of what if humans were the weird ones going around on Tumblr at the moment, and Earth Day got me thinking. Earth is a wonky place. The axis tilts, the orbit wobbles, and the ground spews molten rock. What if what makes humans weird is just our capacity to survive? What if all other life-bearing planets are these mild Mediterranean climates with no seasons, no tectonic plates, and no intense weather? What if several species, including humans, land on a world and the humans are all like, score! Earth-like world! Let's get exploring before we get out-competed! And the planet starts offing the other aliens left, right, and center. Electric storms, hypothermia, tornadoes, and the humans are just, like, counting seconds between flashes, having snowball fights, and surviving.
You don't know you're from a death world until you leave it. For a ton of reasons, I really like the idea of Earth being Space Australia.
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed.
Humans quickly get a reputation among the Interplanetary Alliance, and the reputation is this. When going somewhere dangerous, take a human. Humans are tough. Humans can last days without food. Humans heal so fast, they pierce holes in themselves or inject ink for fun. Humans will walk for days on broken bones in order to make it to safety. Humans will literally cut off bits of themselves if trapped by a disaster. You would be amazed what humans do to survive, or to ensure the survival of others they feel responsible for. That's the other thing. Humans pack bond. And they spill their pack-bonding instincts everywhere. Sure, it's weird when they talk sympathetically to broken spaceships or try to pet every life form that scans as non-toxic. It's even a little weird that just existing in the same place as them for long enough seems to make them care about you. But if you're hurt, if you're trapped, if you need someone to fetch help, you really want a human.
You know Fantasy Dragon Soul Bonding fic? I want more of that, where the humans are the dragons. Like, we're huge, we're old, we're scrappy as hell, and if you are small and cute enough, we would be delighted to carry you around on our back.
Sidetrack, but I am of the opinion that we will be known as the throwers. The biomechanics of our shoulder joints, which allow us to hurl things farther, faster, and more accurately than any other animal, set us apart almost as much as our intelligence. And indeed, our dominance as a species on Earth has a lot to do with applying that intelligence to throwing more better. When the aliens come visit via seventh-dimensional space fold like sensible people, I can only imagine their reaction when we ask them to point out where they come from so we can fling our ambassadors at them.
That would be fascinating. Imagine if, for whatever reason, they were simply very badly adapted to throwing and never picked up the habit. And the first time they saw someone toss the thing to someone else, they'd be like, why did you drop the thing sideways?
Oh my god, that's fascinating. Imagine a bunch of alien species that never evolved a socket joint. Like tentacles or hinges, that's it. Maybe some pivoting paired bones like our radius and ulna. Then we show up and we're like, haha, watch this, and windmill our arms, and the Zygonian ambassador gets really grossed out. Later, some aliens are like, so, as remarkably throwy guys, what's your opinion on this mathematical acceleration experimentation tensile device one of our philosopher kings recently invented? And show humans a little desk-sized catapult.
You know that one post about humans being really durable compared to aliens, and that one about humans being really cute to aliens? What if they were both true at the same time? Like, the aliens decide to take their human on a landing mission because they get so excited and it's so cute. But then a storm hits and they crash. And the aliens are all freaking out because they can't be rescued without going outside to fix something, but the readings say they'll die if they do because of the storm. The leader's all prepared to make a heroic sacrifice, and the cute human just walks out the airlock to fix the thing, and when they get back, they're just like, what? It's not that bad out. And the aliens find out humans are made of iron on top of big adorable.
I feel as though Floridians would rank second to Australians in desire to have on ships, because while the Aussies can take care of the most violent flora and fauna to exist, Floridians do not give two shits about the weather. Personally, I have flown kites while a hurricane was just off the coast and the rain hadn't hit.
Hurricanes are just blizzards. You don't have to shuffle.
So you hire two? A tropic expert and a polar expert. An Alaskan and an Australian in space.
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed.
I'm sorry, what did you just say, your comfortable temperature ranges?
Honestly, we can tolerate anywhere from minus 40 to 50 Celsius, but we prefer the 0 to 30 range.
I'm sorry, did you just list temperatures below freezing?
Yeah, but most of us prefer to throw on scarves or jackets at those temperatures. It can be a bit nippy.
Nah, mate. I knew this guy in college who refused to wear anything past his knees and elbows, and it was minus 20 at least.
Yeah, everyone knows someone like that.
And did you just say 50 Celsius, as in halfway to boiling?
Ugh, yeah, it sucks. We sweat everywhere, and God help you if you touch a seatbelt buckle. But yes.
We've got like 50 uninhabitable planets we think you might enjoy.
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed.
And you're telling me that you have settlements? On islands with active volcanism?
Well, yeah. I'm not about to tell Iceland and Hawaii how to live their lives. Actually, it's kind of a tourist attraction.
What, the molten rock?
Well, yeah. It's not every day you see a mountain spew of liquid rocks. The best one is Yellowstone, though. All these hot springs and geysers from the supervolcano.
You actively seek out active supervolcanoes?
Shit, man. We swim in the groundwater near them.
And you say the poles of your world would get as low as negative 100 with wind chill?
Yep. With blizzards, you can't see through every other day, just about.
Amazing. When did you manage to send drones that could survive such temperatures?
Well, actually...
What?
We kinda sent people.
What?
We sent...
No, yeah, what we heard just... What? You sent humans to a place 100 degrees below freezing?
Yeah.
And they didn't die?
Well, the first few did.
People died of the cold and your solution was to send more people?
How did you select these poor unlucky victims? Were they perhaps prisoners or religionists atoning for some moral sin?
No, actually, they mostly volunteered.
A.K.A. the history of Russia. A.K.A. Arctic exploration. A.K.A. the history of Alaska.
Oh, mate. Wait till you find out about the people who live there.
What?
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed.
You breathe what?
Oxygen. I thought you all did too.
We breathe nitrogen. That's what the filters we wear are for.
You know, I was wondering about those things.
You honestly breathe oxygen? But that stuff's so corrosive that we use it to etch glass.
Oh, yeah, we do that too. Versatile stuff, oxygen. We also use it to start rockets, since we need something that burns well.
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed.
You understand that the ground is unstable, right? You won't be able to build on that planet.
Earthquakes? How big?
We have measured them to be 4.0 on your Richter scale.
Nah, that's nothing. We'll take it.
You'll... What? Your planet experiences weekly tectonic shifts. We've recorded spikes equivalent to a 6.0 on your scale.
Dude, we get like 500 of those a year.
500?
We don't even feel anything under like a 4.5, my guy. So let's do this. Where do I sign?
The end.
The end. The end.
Is Space Australia.
maybe some pivoting parrot boy.
Pivoting?
No, I'm saying it right. I'm getting stuck on the bones.
That's a great outtake.
Dude, we get like 500 of those a year.
500?
We don't even feel anything under like a 4.5, my guy.
Yeah,
it's so good.
The end.
The end. The end.
Guys, that was freaking amazing.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
That was so much fun.
Thank you
so
much. Straight out.
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed. Your blood is bound to be spilled. With fear, your pants will be filled. Because you might accidentally get killed.